Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Sister Daria Rosenberg. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join Sister Daria Rosenberg as she begins her message.
So, beloved, our obedience can bring healing to us, right? Yes. He responds to faith. I've had people come in the healing rooms and they'll say, well, I want prayer, but I really don't have faith to be healed. And I'm like, that's okay. I got the faith for you. That's how the body works. Come on. If they don't, you know, the enemy can say to you, you don't have enough faith. It's not going to happen. Get out of here. God will provide somebody who does have faith, right? And then what happens to that person? Then they get the faith. Yeah? Hallelujah. It's just what God does. So, James 5, so different ways that we can be healed. James 5, 14 through 16 says that we can go to the elders and they will anoint us with oil. And the word says that the prayer of faith will heal the sick and raise them up. There's power released through the passionate, heartfelt prayer of a godly believer. So, beloved, we can go to the elders. What does that entail? Does that mean we have to humble ourselves a little bit? But God, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to the elders. Humble yourself. In humility, there's power, beloved. There's power in humility. And I've heard people say, well, they need it more than I do, so I'm not going to go ask for it. Beloved, that's false humility. That's believing a lie. I mean, we all need healing. Come on. Let's be honest, you know? Come on. And God loves it when we come to Him, when we humble ourselves. What does He do? When we humble ourselves, He lifts us up. We don't want to be prideful. Pride goes before a fall, beloved. It's serious business. Stay humble. And see what happens. God loves it. I promise you, He will pour out on you. He will bring every provision, meet every need. Stay humble. Stay humble. Okay, so God will heal through our testimony. Revelation 19:10 says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So what does that mean? That means it's a prophetic word. Have you ever received a prophetic word from someone? And it's a spirit of prophecy, actually, our testimony. When we have a testimony, I've been healed of a lot of things, being crippled, not being able to speak. And so now I have a testimony to give to others. What God did for me, He healed me of hepatitis C, supernaturally, supernaturally. So now, if anybody has a blood disease, I can pray for you and believe that God will heal you because He healed me. Amen? Amen. So there was a day at my church. I'm part of Claremont Christian Fellowship. That's my home church in Claremont. And so a few years ago, we had a group of people come to our church. It was the Kingdom House of Prayer here in San Diego. We had some of the young people come and speak. And so afterwards, we were praying and doing ministry time. And we prayed for a lot of people. And then everybody was kind of gone. It was just me and one of the young people from the Kingdom House of Prayer. And I said, oh, it was like 1 o'clock. You know, we've been praying for people for an hour. And so I said, oh, yeah, I'm so hungry. I want to go home. And he goes, yeah, I'm ready to. And the door opens. And down comes this lady. Someone's pushing this lady in a wheelchair down to us. And the man said, "We heard you were having prayer today." And we're like, "Yeah." And honestly, I didn't want to pray for one more person. I was just like, "Okay." And the young guy's like, yeah, we'll pray for you. And so the lady in the wheelchair, I could see that her foot was all crooked and turned. And I said, "So is that why you're in the wheelchair?" And she said, "Yes." And the young man said, "So what put you in the wheelchair?" And she said, "Oh, I had polio." And I was just like, "Oh my goodness, my spirit came alive, you guys. I had polio. That's what crippled me." And so I thought, "Oh, Lord, you're so good." I knew immediately that she was going to get healed. And I said, "You know what? I have a testimony for you. I had polio. I was crippled, and God healed me. And he's going to heal you." And so we prayed for her, put my hands on her foot, and I could just see her foot turning. And the young man said, "Okay, maybe you could get up." So she got up, and she was like, and she could walk, you guys. God healed her. Isn't that awesome? So what you've been healed of, you can take that to someone else. It's a spirit of prophecy. It's a word for them. And you have the anointing to bring that healing. That awesome? So also, so we see that we can be healed through obedience, through faith, through going to the elders, by our testimony, laying on of hands. We've all heard of that. Mark 16:17 says, "And these miracle signs will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons in the power of my name. They will speak in tongues. They will supernaturally be protected from snakes and from drinking anything poisonous." You guys, that's a word for us. Do we really grab hold of that? I don't know. I wonder. Do we grab hold of that? Yes. Come on. We will supernaturally be protected from snakes and from drinking anything poisonous. And they will lay hands on the sick and heal them. Yes. Beloved, that's every one of us. That's not just me, because I've been doing this for a while. It's not just Pastor Fee and Yolanda. It's not just the healing room team. It's all of us. That is for every one of us. And I promise you, God is in the process right now of equipping us, raising us up, and sending us out. We need to be sent out, right? So we need to know who we are. That, beloved, is who we are. So, another testimony. I love getting. Are you guys okay?
Yes.
Do you want to hear another testimony?
Yes.
Okay, I was in Colombia 2 years ago. I went on a missions trip, and we were in, I think it was our next to the last meeting. We had gone to a couple of different churches and actually went to a mental hospital. That was amazing. Was run by the Catholics. It was just beautiful, and we got to pray for some people there. We got to pray for young people that received Christ. It was awesome. But we went to this church way out. We had to drive far, and the church was like, "Why would they come to us? This was a very, very dangerous area. Nobody would go out there." But we weren't afraid. I'm never afraid. If God sends you, you don't have to be afraid. You are right in his will. You want to be where God sends you, you know? My son was with Youth with a Mission for 8 years on the field in New Zealand, and they would go all over and they did a lot of time in Israel, and people would come to me and say, "How can you let your son do that? Aren't you afraid?" I'm like, "No, he's in the middle of God's will. I'd rather have him there where he's in God's will, he's protected, then here at home with me when he's not." I mean, you know what I'm saying. So anyway, we were in Colombia, we were in this dangerous area, and one night after the service, we were praying for people, and this lady came up to me, and she was actually on their team, and she said, "I had just been in excruciating pain for a long time." She had had an accident in her... Somehow the bones in her hand had gotten displaced, And so she couldn't use it in a lot of pain. And I said, well, let's just pray. I had an interpreter. And so I said, can I lay my hand on your hand? And she said, yes. And so I put my hand on her hand, and we started praying. And she was like, and I'm like, oh, no, ask her, am I hurting you? I thought maybe I was hurting her, you know. She said, no, but it's so hot. And I said, that's the Lord. That's the heat. Sometimes he'll do that. Sometimes people will get cold. Sometimes they'll get hot. She said, my hand's just burning. Then all of a sudden, God let me feel this. I could feel her bones going back into place, beloved. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was a miracle for both of us. I don't know who was the happiest, she or me, you know. I was like, whoa. And so I saw her the next day, too, and I'm like, how's your hand? And she goes, oh, it's great. Isn't that awesome? So by laying on a hand, you can get a miracle right then. Sometimes you don't always see, you know, things happen, but just know God's at work. You pray for somebody in the grocery store, God's at work there. Maybe you don't see the miracle right away. You pray for a family member and you think, oh, nothing happened. Don't think that. God's always working. Just because we don't see it, you know, sometimes, and I don't know how it is, but sometimes we get the miracle. Sometimes we get to see it, but sometimes we don't. But don't give up, beloved. Don't think, oh, God's not hearing me, he's not doing anything, he's not using me. No, 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 no. He's always at work. And you will eventually see, it will eventually show up for you to see that all your prayers have been worth it. Have been worth it. Do not give up. So, by breaking agreement with the enemy, have you ever thought about that? You know, we come into agreement sometimes. And so we've already closed the door on that, so I'm thankful for that. But, you know, have you ever heard of a familiar spirit? It's almost like the man at the pool. 38 years he'd had that. That gets to be familiar. It's so familiar that we don't even think about it anymore. Oh, I've always had this pain in my leg, you know. It's a familiar spirit. And the Lord showed me that one day at the healing rooms. He teaches us. Lord, you guys get excited. If the Lord sends you to pray for somebody, he's going to teach you as you're doing it. It's his training. You know, Holy Spirit is the one. He comes alongside and he teaches us. And so we were in the healing rooms one day, and one of our workers came in for prayer. We were praying for her, and all of a sudden, I felt like I was supposed to put my hand on her cheek. And that's not the norm. Usually, we'll hold somebody's hand. And I said, Nancy, can I just put my hand on your cheek? And she said, sure. I put my hand on her cheek, and she said, oh, I've had pain there for 20 years. I said, are you kidding me? She said, no, I had this accident, and the pain just never left me. And I heard the Lord say, it's a familiar spirit. And I thought, oh, I never heard of that before. And I said, that's kind of familiar to you, right? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, you know, I really feel like the Lord said we can just get rid of that for you. Would you like that? She said, yeah. And so we just prayed. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, familiar spirit, to get off of her and take all that pain with you. It doesn't belong to her, in Jesus' name. And she went, oh my goodness. She said, there's no more pain. God healed that. Amen? So if you have dealt with something for a while and you kind of maybe even it's just always there, so whatever. Beloved, we can break that off in ministry time today. If you have anything like that, we'll have the ministry team up here. We'll pray for you. We'll break that. You don't have to carry that. It's not yours. Okay? Hallelujah. So those are things to think about. Again, I'm just going to go over obedience, the response of faith, go to the elders, go to the leaders, by your testimony. or receiving a testimony from someone else, laying on of hands, breaking agreements with the enemy, breaking word curses that have been spoken over you, or the other person, if you're praying for somebody and you just feel like there's been a lot of witchcraft or words spoken over them, just say, Lord, I come against those negative confessions. Words are powerful, beloved. The word tells us there's power in our tongue. Power to bring life or power to bring death. And we have to retrain ourselves, you know. We have to practice. Oh, I don't want to talk like that anymore. Oh, Lord, I just said something really negative about myself. I don't want to do that. Change it to a positive confession. There's power in that. There's power in our words. Be an encourager. Be a Barnabas. Encourage people. Be kind. How hard is it to be kind in a grocery store? And ask the one waiting on you, how's your day going? A lot of times they look at you like, nobody ever asked me that, you know? Call them by name. I called a person by name in Sprouts not long ago, and she looked up at me and she said, you said my name. And I said, yeah, you're important. She said, nobody ever does that. That's God's loving kindness, you know? How hard is that for us to do? And then they see that we're different, you know? Every time I go in that store, if she sees me, she comes up to me now. So one of these days I'm going to pray for her, as the Lord chose me to. I had a prayer meeting in another Sprouts not long ago. I went in and there was a young woman checking out right in front of me, and I did not know her. And she turned around to me and she said, God bless you. And I said, oh, thank you. And the lady, the cashier, saw that. And she looked at me. So I got in line to get, you know, I was right next. So I put my groceries there and she checked me out. And she said, oh, wait. She said, will you pray for me? And I said, sure. She said, you're my last person right here. Can we just stand here? I need prayer. So I said, sure. And so right there at the end of her little checkout stand, we're standing there praying. You know, people are going by and looking at us, and it was awesome. It was awesome, beloved. And that's what God is doing, because we don't realize sometimes we are carrying Him. We're carrying His light. We're carrying salt and light of the earth, right? And we carry God's goodness. And whether we know it or not, people are drawn to that. They're drawn to that. Sometimes, have you ever gone in a store and people are kind of looking at you and you're thinking, oh gosh, didn't I? I know I combed my hair, right? But what they're seeing is the essence of God. So you guys, be aware. Be aware of your surroundings. God will show you people that you need to pray for. And if you approach someone and say, hey, I would like to pray for you, is that okay? 9 times out of 10, they'll just go, oh, yeah. And especially these days, beloved, people need prayer. People are hurting. And we carry such a gift of Holy Spirit. We carry Jesus Christ and all His goodness. He is within us, beloved. We are His sheep. I love that. We are the sheep of His pastor. We hear His voice. You know, it's good to practice in your daily, whatever, devotion, reading, just sit and say, okay, God, what are you saying for me today? What do you have to say? Because I can give Him a whole list of things, you know? So I have to practice. Okay, I'm going to be still and just listen. And He'll speak to you. He may say Psalm 100. You look it up. Oh, God, you're speaking to me. Or he may give you a picture and say, okay, God, what is that about? What are you saying? He may have you write, Johanna, he may have you write. She's a writer. She's written a prayer book that's amazing. And God's not finished with that gift he's given you. You're just starting. You're just starting. You have a gift that we need. So God is so, so good, right? So one more, I'm going to talk about one more way that God uses to bring healing, and that's a word of knowledge. Have you guys heard of word of knowledge? A word of knowledge is when God shows you something that you don't know. If you're praying for somebody and you don't, he'll just give you a word, and you know, it could be, oh, I see that you're very sad about your child, or whatever it might be. And they'll go, oh yeah, how'd you know that? It's just a word that the Lord gave me. A lot of times what he does with me, he'll give me a pain in my body that's not mine. I'll know it's not mine, like my shoulder hurt, and I'm like, oh, somebody's here that has a pain in their shoulder. And God wants to heal that. So that happens. And we had a lady came in, and you think that God will heal unbelievers? Yeah. We had a lady who came into the healing rooms, and she's like, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't go to church. I don't believe in Jesus. But my grandbaby was diagnosed with autism. And my friend said, I have been so, so upset. And my friend said, well, I know a place where they pray. And she's like, what do I want that for? And her friend said, well, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose, you know? And so we thanked her for coming in and letting us pray. And we prayed for that grandchild. And we just felt compassion. We felt God's love. And it was just a beautiful thing. Team just prayed. And then I said, okay. And then I got a pain. We were going to say, okay, we're just going to close you up, send you away now. And then I got this pain going all the way down my side. And I thought, oh, no, how am I going to do this? She doesn't believe in any of this. And I thought, but God gave it to me. So I have to humble myself, right? So I said, before you go, I said, do you have pain going up and down your left side? And she said, she looked at me, and she said, as a matter of fact, I do. And I said, she said, how do you know that? And I said, well, I just felt like the Lord showed me that, and I believe he wants to heal that for you. I said, is it okay if I just do a little prayer for you? And she said, okay. So I just said, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that pain. We command it to go right now. In Jesus' name. Bam. She looked at me and she said, I don't believe this. I said, I said, your pain must be gone. And she said, it is all gone. She said, I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this. And I said, well, we just bless you in Jesus' name. You're always welcome to come back. And she went to the door, and she turned around and looked at us, and she said, I have never met Christians like you before. Isn't that amazing? So you never know what God is going to do, right? So, beloved, I'm going to pray over you. We have a team to come up, and we'll do some prayer for everybody. So, Lord, we just thank you. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that these are just a few of the ways that you choose to bring healing, Father. There's many more. And, Lord, I ask that you show each one, you know, their part. Father, as you send us out, we all have a part. We are all part of the body of Christ. We all carry you. Even if it's just to smile at that cashier Lord, that's from you. That's a gift from you. So, Lord, I ask that you use each one of us, that you continue to bring healing to us. Father, that you continue to encounter each one of us, Lord. We belong to you. We are yours, and you are ours. And, Father, I thank you that we all have a journey in this kingdom, and we journey together as your body, as one. Father, Lord, teach us to love one another. The word says we'll be known by our love for one another. So teach us to love, God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.